In the name of God, Abba, Ima, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Christ is risen. Hallelujah. 45 years ago, Bev and I were traveling in India. We came into a small village, obscure, unknown. There was a Christian church there, and we went to Easter service, which began at 2:30 in the morning. I noticed none of you were here then. And it went through the night. And after completion of the Eucharist, fulfillment of this great liturgy, the doors of this little church were open and they faced the east, right in timing with the dawn, so that as the sun's light pierced the horizon, all of us in the church were blinded. And we couldn't see. We couldn't see each other. It was so intense, that light, and I've never forgotten it. 30 years ago, Vukani Mwetu is the name of a choir here in the Bay Area composed of exiled South Africans. And when Nelson Mandela had been set free and spoke at the Oakland Coliseum, which was filled to overflowing in the early 90s, it was Vukani Mwetu who was the choir of the day, leading in songs of liberation and hope and transformation that the world can be changed. So I invited them when we had our first delegation from Raimondo Parish in South Africa in 1996, to come sing at that worship on that Sunday. Now, delegations are about understanding people and their culture and context and society and spiritual community. So we had a whole variety of meetings and gatherings throughout the week with these five friends from South Africa. I remember it was a Wednesday evening and we met in Ken's home to talk about gay and lesbian people and their realities. And the opening question of the evening was, "Dear friends, how many gay and lesbian people do you know at home in Venda, South Africa?" And they said, "None." None. And so we began to talk about what it means to be in the closet and to have to cover up and bury your own identity and what's wrong about all of that. And the conversation went till past midnight. Intense, marvelous, revealing. And 4 days later, we gathered for worship. Vukani Mwetu is there. And I asked Krista and Rose and Dow, whose name means the elephant. Rose, the elephant, Dow, tiny little woman, would you please come forward and offer a blessing for the child who had been baptized, first child of a lesbian couple, who were members at Peace. And the godmothers just happened to be lesbians also. And so Rose and Krista came forward, but you've got to see what they did. So friends who are helping me right now, that means you, yes, come up here. Mary, yes, Linda, now, need you, hurry, 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 hurry. So this is, we're going to say, the lesbian couple who's holding the baby. I'm going to bring you here. You two get to face each other. Yes, they're holding the baby, right? They love this child, the first child of their dear, dear sisters. And Krista and Rosendow surrounded them like this. Have you ever seen such a thing? Held them in the immediacy of their embrace. Held them close to their hearts. And then in Chivenda, their language, they offered this profound blessing and prayer. And then they sang to them for for this baby. And 4 days before, they'd never met any lesbians. But they were transformed in the immediacy and could be part of this blessing. Thank you. Well, as they departed, Vukani Maweto got up to sing. And I heard the director, Regina, say to the choir, now you got to see these people in full African robes, right? Huh? Ready for this? Regina said, not that one, we're going to sing boom, boom, boom. That's all I heard. Okay, I sat down. And the choir begins to sing. Women of the world, unite! Time to stand up and fight, fight, fight! You know, like we sing in church every Sunday. Whoa! The song went on, and in the middle of it, Rosendow, the elephant, stood up in the middle of the congregation, and she began to ululate. You know that high pit? And we transcended. The whole congregation was gone into some other realm which we cannot describe. The service moved on with Eucharist conclusion. At the end, some of us gathered to talk, and I said to Regina, the choir director, that was incredible, and thank you. And she said, no, 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 no. I thank you. And I said, for what? And she said, I could commune today. And I'm a Buddhist. The Spirit was so rich and thick and deep that I knew I was welcomed. I was free. I was whole. I belonged to life and to you and to this community. That's resurrection. When we transcend all the differences and distinctions and categories which we make so much of, we're just trying to get a hold on life, right? And they all dissolve and fall apart, and they mean nothing. Nothing. That's what resurrection is. Drawing together into a wholeness, into an unfathomable wholeness, what we all want down deep, but we're afraid to do, and that is admit that we love each other. Look at the person next to you and tell them you love them madly. Go ahead. I love you madly. Oh. Your whole life you've been waiting to say that, right? For a lifetime. That's what this Paschal candle symbolizes. This Christ light. A wonderful line in the psalm says, by your light, Holy One, we see the light. By your light, by that blinding light, we come to see who we are and who each other are, and that this Christ light of compassion lit in the middle of darkness, every dark place we find ourselves, will forever burn and illuminate and free us. Wonderful text within the prophet Isaiah today that is speaking to all of this. The wolf and the lamb lie down together. The lion and the ox eat straw together. Isn't that pretty? Isn't that quaint? This is not talking about animals. It's talking about us. The day when dictators and tyrants let go and respect the dignity of the people they're condemning. Yeah, that's what this is about. When the bullies are done in by compassion and become friends in community with those they torment, intimidate, cause to fear. That's what this is about. That is resurrection. We've been thrown out of the nest, haven't we? In these last 3 months, thrown out. We don't know where we're going to land. Thrown out by misleaders who are simply smash and grab looters. It's all they know how to do. Smash and grab. Take what we've got. Tear down society. They have nothing to offer. Tear it apart. Steal from the most vulnerable. Can I get an amen? Woo! We've been thrown out of the nest. What does resurrection have to do with these times? Everything. Resurrection is only for the dying and the dead. Those who walk in the valley, the shadow. Now, we don't like to be trapped, do we? We don't like feeling ourselves imprisoned or hemmed in. We really don't like that, because Americans are free, aren't we? We're already free. We don't need nothing else, do we? And so we deny resurrection. We deny its significance. Or we minimize it, and we say, well, you know, I'll fix things eventually. I can take care of it myself. And we turn Easter and Jesus into a little springtime celebration. The flowers come out. It's springtime. Everybody's going to be happy. We have rabbits and we have... After Jesus has disappeared and tortured and imprisoned and murdered, that's what we make of Easter? Surely we don't need God. We're not that bad off, are we? Resurrection is too strong for us. It's too honest. It's too truthful. It's only for dying and dead people. Yeah. Rise up. The gospel says today, rise up, you who are incomplete and broken, in need of hope and new life. Stop pretending that we can fix this and solve it on our own. That's why the angels say to the women in the tomb, don't go looking for life among the dead. What's wrong with you? Get out of the tomb. Get out of the dead ends. Where is the new life happening? Rise up. Rise up for the new life, like Nelson Mandela. 27 years in prison, and he forgave his captors. Rise up! Like Chainon Mozunga Farisani, tortured, and who forgave their torturers face to face. Rise up like Gukani Maweto, singing into the transcendent moment and the freedom for which we all long. Rise up like the people from Raimondo Parish, who 4 days after meeting gay people, blessed them with open hearts. Rise up like the people of Peace Lutheran, who are constantly experimenting and trying to find those openings and new ways to make the fullness of life happen here and now. Rise up like Christ, who invests his life and love in us, that we might be free and whole. And people of peace, rise up. Amen. The peace which surpasses all human understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. Christ is risen.